Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you. Your words have a lot of power. Think about that.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Are the Odds Against You?
Speak the word.
Ephesians 6 and verse 10 said, Finally, receive your power from the Lord and from His mighty strength. You know, I think about it sometimes, and I know we read the verses and we don't always get a full impact, I don't think, of the true meaning of some of the verses that we read. We read them and we think we do, but if we've just got an inkling of the power that lives on the inside of us and what we can do, Jesus said, as He is, so are we in this world. And if Jesus can speak to the fig tree, and if He can speak to the waters and the storm, and if He can cast out demons, then we can too. We just follow the Bible. That's all we have to do. We don't have to create anything new. All we have to do is read the Bible and practice what it says. All we have to do is have a spirit of boldness and stop thinking about ourselves, because I think one of the reasons why we don't do any more than we do is because we're so focused on self that we just don't feel like that we can do it. You know, we don't have the boldness to do it, but I know that we can do it. The only thing we need to do is just focus on the Word and do what the Word tells us to do, act on it. And I really want to be more able to do this. I know I can. He says to put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. Jesus did not use one single weapon to defeat the devil when he was being tempted, that you as a child of God have not been equipped with today. In other words, Jesus did not use any weapons or anything that we have not been equipped with today, because the only thing Jesus used was His Word. Nothing's changed about that, saints. So in order to be successful and resist the devil effectively, you have to be armed with the Word of God, the same as Jesus. David says in verse 49 and 50, New King James says, Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has given me life. Praise God. You know, most of you know that I've been sick for almost a month. Last Sunday, as I lay in bed thinking, and I was thinking, but actually I was meditating. Anytime you're thinking, you're usually meditating, you know, where it's good or bad. And this time I wasn't thinking good, thinking straight, you know. All of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and said, You are a warrior, an overcomer, and He's made me to reign on this earth as a king and a priest. And that's what He says in Revelation 5:10. He says, And has made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on this earth. You know, and friends, that was my turning point. You know, after almost 4 weeks, that was my turning point. I got up and immediately began to feel better. And by Monday, I was on the go again. You know, the Lord reminded me of who I was. Praise God. And I began confessing His word and glorifying His name, you know, and just thanking Him. And I did feel better. You know, are you hearing what David is saying in Psalms 119, verse 49? He is saying that when his enemies come up against him, when he is going through rough patches in his life, as we often do, that he remembers what God's word said about that particular thing or that situation, and he confesses the word over it. You may not realize it, but we do have a choice. We do not have to take the junk that the devil throws at us. You know, I believe I could have gotten out of it sooner, but sometimes we feel so bad that we don't feel like, even though the Lord says you're a warrior and you're an overcomer and a conqueror, you're not feeling much like an overcomer and a conqueror. But we have to remind ourselves that we are. And like I said, I think if we would just continue to do that and take authority over the enemy, because he really has no power, authority over us. He has power, but he has no authority. We're the ones with the authority, you know, and I think if we would fight against it from the onset, that things would be different. As a matter of fact, I know they would. But like I said, you know, I'm no different than anybody else. So when I'm preaching, I preach to myself as well as everybody else too. You know, we're the ones with the authority here and not Satan. You don't have to lie down every time he says boo. And you sure don't have to roll over and play dead either. You know, you can exercise your God-given authority. In Matthew 10 says that Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weakness and infirmities. You know, that's what most sicknesses are. Most sicknesses are spirits and addictions, and you and I have been given the power and the authority to cast them all out. You can choose to fight the good fight of faith. In 1 Timothy 6:12 says, Paul tells Timothy, he said, fight the good fight of faith. You need to know, saints, that if there weren't any hindrances to faith, there wouldn't be a fight. So there is going to be hindrances to our faith, or otherwise there would not be a fight. And we're going to fight. For instance, most of us, when it comes to natural things, we will fight it tooth and nail, or we'll give it everything we got. For instance, but if someone came to your house and tried to take your material stuff that you worked so hard to get, you would put up the biggest fight of your life, wouldn't you? If somebody came in your house and tried to take your personal stuff. But when it comes to spiritual things, the things that God has promised you in his word, most of us just roll over and play dead. I was doing a real good job of that. Do you fight back? Yeah. Do you fight back when Satan puts sickness on your body or robs you of all your finances or leads your children astray? Or do we just let the devil have his way in our lives? I think most of us just let the devil have his way. I did. I'm guilty. You know, think about that, brothers and sisters. We have the Spirit of Jesus living in us, as I was just saying, and he has given us authority and he's given us dominion on this earth. It takes a little time. Sometimes I know that to build the word into your spirit so that you can stand in faith, so that you can fight like the soldiers or warriors that you are. So if God's word said something belongs to you, then it belongs to you. It's just that simple. So put up a fight by standing your ground on God's word. In order to fight the good fight of faith, you must learn how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, according to Ephesians 6:17. Our tongue is the two-edged sword that God has given us to fight with. And most of us can lift our tongue. We can lift it when we're, oh me, I don't think I'm going to make it today, you know. But we can change those words and use God's words. Fighting the good fight of faith is speaking God's word out of your mouth that you believe in your heart and your spirit. You know, it's not just by saying the word, but it's what you believe and say. You can say a lot of things, but you've got to believe it in your heart and say it. It's important that you weigh every word that comes out of your mouth. I know some of these things I've said before, and I'm going to continue to say them as he gives them to me. And don't let the devil keep you speaking negative things about yourself. Don't continue to put yourself down. You know, according to Jeremiah 29:11, your father is having good thoughts about you. He said to do you good and not evil. Hallelujah. In Psalms 139:17-18, in the God word, it says, how precious are your thoughts concerning me, O God. How vast in number they are. He said, if I try to count them, there would be more of them than there are grains of sand. When I wake up, I'm still with you. Praise God. You know, can you even imagine down at the beach the grains of sand? And he's saying that his thoughts of us are more than the grains of sand. It's kind of like he told Abraham that his descendants are going to be more than the grains of the sand and the stars in the sky. And he did. And we are. We're all seeds of Abraham. Hallelujah.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speaktheWordMinistry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His Word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speaktheWordMinistry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Carolyn in North Carolina, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, I'm writing to tell you how much your ministry has helped me grow spiritually. Every day, I enjoy listening to your services online. Speak the Word Ministry has recently helped me through a challenging time in my life. Every day I would listen and quite often speak the prayers shown on your website. Please continue to bless others as you have done for me. Please find enclosed a love offering and God bless you. Carolyn, thank you for listening to my program, and I cannot tell you how much it blesses me to know that you have been blessed by it and my prayers. The prayers on my website are all inspired by the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you again for the Holy Spirit and for all the inspired prayers and messages you give me to share with so many. I pray that they will continue to bless all who hear. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.